It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Managing your cotton crop with precision technologies may help maximize the efficiency use of inputs, often increasing yields while lowering a farm's environmental impact. Cotton yield monitors, now standard in new cotton pickers, provide in-field variability maps that show the real benefits. Learn more about cotton yield monitors at cottoninc.com. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
This week's release of the January supply demand report confirmed our long-held idea that the world crop was considerably short of USDA projections, and thus even the sharp reductions in both world production and world carryover were met by a market that only yawned and moved slightly lower as the week went on. The world's concern with respect to declining economic activity and reductions in business activity have left cotton demand weak in the wake of all this negative attitude of business and lower stock market prices, lower oil prices. Just the idea that economic activity is really struggling around the world. And again, as part of the broken record, cotton prices just can only drift marginally lower until we see some demand surface. And to be totally honest and forthright, this has certainly caught me by surprise. I certainly felt demand was a bit stronger than what we're seeing. But today it's not surfacing, and we continue to lose market share to the chemical fiber, which is extremely frustrating. It's certainly going to take more than a cold blast of the delightful wind coming from the Canadian Rockies to push prices higher. As refreshing as such a blast is to most of the overheated U.S. cotton belt, it's a new blast of fresh demand for the world consumer that has to surface on the horizon if we're going to see any higher cotton prices. The market continues to consolidate near the 62-cent level, and as we push into the 2016 year, but most of the price work this past week was above 62 cents, but we fell on the week's close just below the 61 and a half cents, actually 61.41. And that was really just a real kick in the seat of the pants for the market. The market has seen some fresh demand and some fresh price fixing in the prior week, and the prior week's exports had been strong, coming in at a net of 171,000 running bales of Upland and 27,100 running bales of Pima, the Pima being a marketing year high. But even though the primary buyers were, as expected, Vietnam and Turkey, the two largest U.S. customers of cotton now, the actual shipments were only just short of 80,000 bales coming in at 79,400 bales, and that was down probably a little over 50% from the prior week. Those large variations from week to week are not that unusual, but this past week, being down some 50% in export activity from the prior week, was strung together a number of weeks of poor shipments, and that has to be on our minds, suggesting the idea that cotton demand or exports, i.e. demand, is actually less than what we have been saying. And certainly it's difficult to argue with the numbers that we see so far, but still another 9 months in the marketing year to go. But as we look at that world supply demand report, we do, and it's probably been hashed rather well by now, but we basically we had a 2 million bale drop in production, a 2 million bale drop in carryover, and the idea that the Chinese stocks are there, and the Chinese now are beginning to float the idea that the Chinese are suggesting they just simply cannot pay the storage cost any longer, and they're going to let this cotton go at rock bottom prices. Well, they already support the cotton that's in storage. They've already made subsidies available for that of about $1 per bale, probably about 1 cent short of that, 99 cents, excuse me, per pound, not per bale. So we'll follow these levels and hang in there. I'll give a gift of cotton this week.